Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
Friday in the attic. Nothing better than that. Wilbon, today let's start with the NFL draft. And the central issue, as people talk about the draft, is where is Tua going to go? On the Get Up show, Mike Tannenbaum, a former general manager, Rex Ryan, a former head coach, both said they'd be reluctant to draft him real high. I think Ryan called Tua, and this is a quote, the biggest gamble in history. Wilbon, does it feel like a risk or a lock to take him at number five?
Tony, it's still a risk. But if you take him at number five, the team drafting there, if it stays there, the Miami Dolphins have three first-round draft picks. So it's less a gamble because you got two other picks. And goodness knows you need to strike on probably both of those. And, you know, to keep people from going crazy if Tua winds up on an injured list week after week after week. But I agreed largely with Rex Ryan. And I don't know that I agree with the specific part about the biggest gamble in history. I don't care about that. But if you got multiple picks, Tony, it cushions the fall if you blow it on Tua. If you have one pick high and you blow it on Tua and you can't recover, that's a whole different argument. And the pressure on that GM and that staff is enormous. So I'm with Rex Ryan. Three picks, take him.
See, I understand why a coach and a general manager would feel this way. And they would say, we can't get our doctors to examine him. We need to trust some other doctor and we're uncomfortable. And that's because they're management. But players that go on television, players say take him. They say his accuracy is astonishing. And because players have recovered from injuries themselves, they're more inclined to believe that another player can. We all know doctors. We all quote doctors. I got a friend, Chet Maxson, who's a doctor. He says the ankle surgeries will actually make his ankles stronger. He thinks you come back from a broken hip. He said to take him. Mike, in my opinion, I think it is risky, but I think the upside, if he's great, makes it worth the risk. So I would take him. What about you?
Tony, players don't have to be accountable. Players can say whatever they want.
Right. No, you're right.
They're not going to get fired if Tua is on that injured list, like, you know, 3 out of 4 weeks over a period of years. So man, I agree so thoroughly with Rex Ryan on this. If you have multiple swings at it, Tone, in that first round, take Tua.
What I find most interesting here is that Tua is really selling himself. Tua is releasing videos. Tua is doing every interview. His family is available. He's calling people up. He's in sales mode right now, and I sort of like that. I do.
What happens the higher you go, Tony? Huh? The higher you go, more guaranteed money? I think that's still the case in the NFL. Let's go to Justin Turner of the Dodgers for a second. He's got this incredible suggestion, Tony, fascinating, which he made on Spectrum Sportsnet in L.A. Wednesday. The Major League Baseball should go to an NHL-style shootout using home run derby after 10 innings. And just for this season, Tony, because he doesn't want to get bogged down and play. You can't be playing 17-inning games if you got some doubleheaders and you got a crazy schedule. So, again, home run derby would replace long extra innings, no 12th, 13th, 14th inning. You like this idea?
I do like it. I mean, with the caveat that it is just for this year, I think it's a good idea because they're going to be playing when they get back virtually every day. You don't want to kill your relief staff. You don't want games like that. I think relief pitchers would sort of like this because they'd never get the loss, you know, if it goes to home run derby. I know it's a gimmick. I know it's stupid, but this year, I actually think that it could work out. I think Turner suggests three guys batting. I'd cut that down. I wouldn't have more than two, but I think that would be a fun way to decide games as long as it's just this year and no playoffs whatsoever.
I'm going to surprise you. I love this. And, you know, I don't even like home run derby all that much because it's so repetitive. It's like the dunk contest after a while. But when you use it in this particular way, Tony, I love shootouts at NHL games. When I am there, regular season games, I tend to sort of root for it if it's close. We can get to a shootout. I like it. So I think it'll be cool. By the way, I would not use the bullpen guy coming out there with a bag of balls. I would not. You know what I'd use? I'd use the jugs machine. Everything is called jugs, right? I'd have the arm out there, the mechanical arm. I'd have the net in front of it like a batting practice, and I would use that. So every pitch comes in the same. Nobody gets an advantage. That's the only tweak. But I love this idea.
See, that's very interesting to me because I think your bullpen guy could become the most important person on your entire staff if he could groove pitches. I also understand, by the way, why Justin Turner likes this, because the Dodgers, they got Muncy and Bellinger and Betts
five.
And Turner
they got five, six,
and Peterson.
Seven guys.
I mean, they can knock it out. So if they had a 10-man, sprint to the finish this way, it'd be great. I also like the shootout, which is also a gimmick, so I do like this. Let us move now. Let me put my glasses on, because I call this one a Wilbon special. Apparently, the GM of your Chicago Bears, Ryan Pace, who you've been at odds with here and there, though not as much as the coach, but Ryan Pace has announced there's an open competition at quarterback with the Bears. The incumbent Mitch Trubisky, and now they recently signed Nick Foles. Wilbon, do you believe that Mitch Trubisky will be able to keep his job?
No, because the forces are aligned against him. I mean, we already know. And by the way, you should give me some credit on 2 years ago, even in a 12-4 season, saying this coach did not want to coach this quarterback. Because Nagy doesn't want to coach Trubisky. He still wants to coach Patrick Mahomes because he had him for a year in Kansas City before he left to go to Chicago. And now you got the GM, the guy who traded heaven and earth. He traded every Bear asset except for, Walter Payton and Gale Sayers to get Trubisky. And now he's giving up on him. So, the GM, Tony, the GM's a guy who's got to hold out for his draft pick, right? That's what you would expect. You'd expect for him to get into a fight with his coach before he cuts that guy or trades that guy. Now they both want him out. Trubisky's got no shot, which is sad to me.
I'm going to refer back to our first story with Mike Tannenbaum and with Rex Ryan. The guys whose heads are on the block are GMs and coaches with things like this. And they said Trubisky was definitely their starter, I don't know, a couple of months ago or something like that. They have backed way off that. I think I have a slightly different opinion than you, because when Trubisky had that real good season in 2018 and the Bears were 12-4, he had a rating, a very high rating of 95.4. He had 24 touchdowns and only 12 picks. Now, he slid last year. There's no question about that. But unlike you, I'm not as crazy about Foles as you are. Foles is great in Philadelphia. His record as a starter in Philadelphia, it's absolutely tremendous. It's like 25-13, and it's got a Super Bowl win, something like that, right? But outside of Philadelphia, Mike, he's flopped. So I'm not sure that he beats out Trubisky unless you're telling me the fix is in, and that's what
Tony,
management wants.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm the last person apparently in Chicago who now likes Trubisky. I want Trubisky to have a fair shot, because if he was being coached by somebody who was interested in coaching him and putting him in a system that was going to take advantage of the things he has, then he'd have a fair shot. He doesn't have a fair shot, Tony. It's like a Chicago election. This is stacked against Trubisky now because the coach doesn't want to coach him and the GM has bailed.
Okay.
You're going to anger me with this topic because it's going to be day after day after day. Let's go to golf, something that can soothe both of us. Because Golf Week magazine says that the powers that be in the industry are close to unveiling a new schedule that would condense the big events, including the Masters winding up being played in November. Tony, tell me how you feel about autumn in Augusta.
Well, I mean, I love the whole idea of it. We have seen it in springtime all the time and how beautiful it is with the azaleas. Now you'll see the leaves having turned. It'll probably be, as it is in the spring, the most beautiful place on earth. But if I were the Masters, I need to take this into consideration. On a weekend, in November, I'm going to bump up against college football and the behemoth of NFL football on Sunday. So if I am the Masters and this is a CBS production, what I'm going to try and do is get the league to allow me on Sunday to have a real early game, the way they allow that to happen for the London games, maybe an 11 o'clock Eastern start, so I can get to the Masters by 2:15 or 2:30 and see what I've got. If my leaderboard is bad, maybe the NFL trounces me. But if I get lucky and I get Tiger and Phil and Rory on the leaderboard and people like you and I, and we watch this thing, we'll stay with it. You got to also remember the light fades in November. They can't go to 7, I don't think.
No, Tony, first of all, don't you play golf on days other than Sunday? Oh, wait, let me answer for you. Yes, you do. So the Masters doesn't need to be played Thursday through Sunday. They could play it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They could play it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and they could go Saturday and share somehow with college football, which will gladly move to prime time. You're right about, see, you got to end it at like 5:30 or 6 o'clock. You can't go till 8, which is 6 what o'clock. They nearly yeah. do. So, Tony, you don't have to play this on the weekend. I think it would be great. And by the way, you would keep the Ryder Cup. You could have like the U.S. Open at Torrey Pines or at Pebble, warm weather places. Places in Arizona, I might be able to help be a conduit too. So you can move the golf schedule in ways naturally. It's not contrived that you cannot necessarily move other sports like baseball when you try to put it in sort of a neutral site, which to me is awful.
That is the most interesting thing you've said in a fourth story all week. I had not thought about that. I had not thought that you don't have to end on a Sunday because I was worried about kicking against the NFL. But that, yeah, they can schedule whenever they want. That would be great. Good for you.
With that incredible concession from you, I'm going to thank you.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
It could be a routine drive to pick up the kids after school or an epic road trip across the country. No matter where your travels take you, we know those miles count. We're Marathon. We have over 5,700 stations across our great nation. Our people are working hard every day to provide you with quality top-tier gasoline to improve engine performance and fuel your life. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Let's do the happies. Kids, let me put on my glasses to read. Happy 28th birthday, Damian Williams. Patrick Mahomes overshadows everybody on the field for the Kansas City Chiefs. But Damian Williams scored the last two touchdowns against the 49ers in the most recent Super Bowl. The first one gave the Chiefs the lead with 2:44 to play. The second one sealed the deal with 1:12 to play. Williams had 17 carries for 104 yards. 4 receptions for 29 yards in that Super Bowl, along with the touchdowns. In 5 previous NFL seasons in Miami and Kansas City, Williams had never rushed more than 50 times. But this past season, Williams, who was undrafted out of Oklahoma in 2014, he hit it big. He had 111 carries in 11 regular season games and 46 carries in 3 postseason games. He had 6 touchdowns running and passing in the postseason.
Tony, just when it seems like the Chiefs had already had all the weapons they needed on offense, they get a guy to come out of the shadows, which is just too much to stop and to give Mahomes another option. And you wonder how effective he is right now as opposed to those first couple of seasons because Mahomes you have to devote so much attention as a defense to him that other guys can just go off and do what they want to.
Happy anniversary, Mario Lemieux. On this day 32 years ago, Lemieux won the NHL scoring title. That shouldn't be big news because Lemieux is a Hall of Fame player. But by winning the scoring title, Lemieux thwarted Wayne Gretzky's bid for an 8th straight scoring title. Wilbon, listen to this. In the 21 seasons between 1981 and 2001, the only players to win the scoring title were Gretzky 10 times, Lemieux 6 times, and Jaromir Jagr 5 times. That's like in the AFC when the only quarterbacks to go to the Super Bowl for what, like 10 or 12 straight years were Brady, Manning, and Roethlisberger. Nobody is Gretzky, but Mario Lemieux, he's on the next rung, isn't he?
Yeah, Tony, he is on the next rung. And I think it's a rung also that he's on by himself. I'm sure people will get mad at me for saying this. I'm just thinking of this now. Maybe I shouldn't say it. I'm going to say it anyway. That maybe Lemieux is to Gretzky as LeBron is to Jordan. Maybe there's less distance between LeBron and Jordan. But to me, Gretzky and Jordan, each in his own sport by himself.
Okay, happy trails to Giannis Antetokounmpo practicing his shooting. On a conference call, the Milwaukee Bucks were asked if their players have access to any basketball hoops to practice their shots. Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton said they don't have a hoop at their homes or any particular access to a hoop anywhere. Middleton said he thought he might go to a neighbor's house and shoot outside, but he's mostly working out at home and just dribbling the basketball. This is so great. I can imagine people walking around the streets of Milwaukee, hoping that Antetokounmpo and Middleton are shooting at some hoop over a garage, playing horse in a cul-de-sac. This is tremendous. Of course, because of social distancing, you have to watch from far away.
Yeah, Tony, I hope that Giannis is just leaving out of detail and he's telling a little fib and somebody in a local grade school is opening the gym and letting Giannis go in if he wants to by himself, or someone who can maintain social distancing and rebound and kick the ball back out to him from about 15 feet. Because this is not like Steph Curry, who could be Rip Van Winkle and go to sleep for 20 years and wake up and shoot it perfectly. Giannis is just getting that shot. So I hope, Tony, he's just, and he's still stroking it somewhere.